Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Sharing Change has funded more than $11 million to local nonprofits. So if you want to find out how to be part of Sharing Change, sharingchange.org is where you need to go. Well, Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland last night held a Facebook Live talking about the current situation with Republic Services, the Rutherford County landfill, and we thought this morning would be a great opportunity to let you know what's on the mayor's mind and listen to the comments he had during last night's Facebook Live.
To go back, I was elected in 2014, and in 2014, after took office, I set up a meeting with county mayor at that time, Ernest Burgess, his deputy, Jeff Davidson. They were great to work with. And then our city manager at the time, Rob Lyons, and I'll distinctly remember that we met at B. McNeil's, and we were talking about solid waste, because that was a part of my campaign when I ran, to talk about, hey, what are we going to do with solid waste? What are we going to do with recycling? And we came up, and at that time, I can't remember what the date was, but again, 2014, and I think at that time, Republic was going to, the Middle Point landfill was going to close in 7 or 8 years. That was 2014. And we had a discussion and tried to come up with what we thought was, you know, going to be an, or, you know, a good path forward. And we came up that we were going to talk, and we set up what's called the SWAC, in Solid Waste Advisory Committee. And that SWAC was going to look at a joint discussion with the county, with the city of Murfreesboro, city of Laverne, city of Smyrna, and a representative from Eagleville. And we all came up with a joint program, and we went through about a 2-year process, really longer than that, about what was next in solid waste. We hired a group, GBB, that came and they put together an overall roadmap, and we went through community input, community meetings, we had meetings at city council, we had meetings at the courthouse, and Councilman Kurt Wade served on that on behalf of the city with me, and Paul Latour, I think, was the third person that served with the city. I may be missing one more. But we went through this whole process, and we were talking about recycling. We were talking about all these things because Middle Point, you know, was going to close. And we got the study back, and it came back saying the easiest thing to do is Middle Point 2.0, which is basically expanding Middle Point landfill. And everyone said, hell no, we're not doing that. I mean, the entire SWAC said, hell no, why would we go through this process and say that we're going to expand the landfill? I mean, we're just kicking that problem down to the next generation. And so we started back over again, talking about different things. Well, fast forward, you have an election. Let me go back. In 2018, before the election, the county commission at that time voted 21-0. I think it was in August of 2018. They voted 21-0 to not allow Republic to do core fill samples and engineering on the landfill to see if there's a possibility to take over the Oak County landfill. 21-0 in August of 2018. Then they followed that vote with, I think, Steve Piercy, I can't remember. Steve Piercy, Mike Cush, maybe. I have to go back and read the article. But they voted 19-1 vote against it, one vote abstain, and they voted to take the county landfill off the table. That's not something to ever be considered. So then in 2018, there was an election. Mayor Ketchering came on board as the county mayor. There were some other commissioners that came on board at that time as well, and Mayor Ketchering and I worked well together on a lot of things. We disagreed on the landfill. Mayor Ketchering, I think, was definitely more pro looking at Republic, and we still weren't there. So the county, and I'm giving you all this history, so the county went one direction. The city said, we're not doing that. So we started our own separate solid waste plan, and we went through that process. And that was a process, that was a process that we went through, and 1911, Joe, that's right, for expansion. So we went through and we started, and we did what's called a triple bottom study, and we looked at, you know, social or environmental issues. We looked at all these different other things. We looked at the financial impact, and it came back almost even across the board that the council said that let's look at some different items. So we all decided we didn't think that kicking the can down the road to our future generations was a good idea. So we've gone and we've looked at waste to energy. We started the process, and I actually pulled up the GBB study that showed a transfer station was supposed to be built in 2024, which the county's transfer station was built in 2024. I think it's going to be done in 2025. And then it also had mixed waste processing facility 2030, or what's called dirty recycling. And it gave some calls to what they thought that was going to be. So that went through, and we've started our own process. Well, you fast forward, there's another county election in 2022. Mayor Carr was elected, and Mayor Carr has been, you know, pretty steadfast against expansion of the Middle Point. I think that was a pretty key component of his campaign. And with a new administration that came in, the city council then engaged the county back again to say, okay, look, let's talk about sort of what's next. So while all that was going on, the city, Middle Point Landfill, and I want to say this is in April of 21, please don't quote me on all the dates, they applied for expansion at Middle Point. And there's a process that, what's up, Sean Wright? Sean's a great council member that serves with me. So Middle Point went through and applied for expansion. Well, to apply for expansion, you have to go through a process, and that process was the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Board. The Central Tennessee Solid Waste Board, Mike Cush, Commissioner Mike Cush says, I believe it was April 2018, 19, and 20, to no expansion. That policy holds today. So Cush is a commissioner. He represents a portion of the south side of Murfreesboro. Thanks for keeping me. So it was April of 2018, not August. So anyway, the Republic went to the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Board. That board is made up of Kurt Wade. Sorry, folks, as I see people, Kurt Wade, council member that serves with me. Kurt served on that solid waste authority, advisory committee with me. So the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Board is made up of Rutherford County, Cannon County, Coffee County, and Warren County. And that's sort of the central board. Donna Barrett chairs, I think Donna Barrett serves on that commission. Darren Gore serves on that commission. And ultimately, Middle Point Republic went to that board to ask for expansion, and that board turned down Middle Point. And they basically said that, look, in our plan, an expansion of the landfill is not in our solid waste plan. Well, since the BFI sued the board, and they in turn, the city intervened, because that is a quasi-governmental board. It's portion of the way the state says that has to go. So the city intervened, which basically says that we're joining as a defendant in the lawsuit. And that went to the Davidson County Chancery Court, where BFI and Republic lost. The judge said the board had the right to make that. The board did things correctly. So BFI and Republic, that's a different discussion. They have appealed that decision, and that decision is I think will come down very soon, the appellate process. So I give you all this to say that's been the history of what's happened over the last really 10 years of this. So when people say that, hey, you haven't partnered with the county and you've not done this, you've not done that, I mean, I can tell you as a city council, that's not the case. We want to continue to partner with our county. I mean, I truly believe what's good for Murfreesboro is good for the county, and what's good for the county is good for Murfreesboro. There's never been a time more evident that we need to partner together. And I would also tell you this, I don't think that there is a time when the relationship with the county commission, when the relationship with the county executive branch has been better. I mean, I think our emergency service providers work well together. There's all these things that are going well. So that's the history of where we are. All right. So now I want to talk to you about the history. I want to talk to you about the why, and I want to talk to you about sort of what's happening now. So the why and why we were having this discussion is the city filed a federal lawsuit in 2022 against BFI and against Republic. And so you have to understand, in the late 1980s, when Middle Point Landfill, Donna Barrett has worked very hard on this. She's been a rock star with that board. So the city, when Middle Point was formed in the late 80s, it was formed under, there's a gentleman who started it locally. It was bought by BFI, which is Brown Ferries Industries. BFI was then acquired by Republic Industry or Republic Services. And so it's BFI of Tennessee owns the landfill, but Republic is involved. So if you see anything that's coming through and like some of these proposals, it's BFI, but it's owned by BFI, but everything you see is Republic. So I digress. So the city, hey, Jeff Peach, good to see you, bud. Jeff's the attorney and city attorney in Smyrna. So the city sought to address ongoing and what we saw environmental issues in the Middle Point landfill. So, because we felt like that these issues are going to have a significant impact on the residents of Rutherford County and Murfreesboro. I mean, the amount of complaints that we were getting at one point about the awful smell that was coming from Middle Point, it was crazy. So you ask people who live in the reserve, you ask people who, I mean, heck, it was getting into downtown Murfreesboro that we were getting complaints. So anyway, long story short, in 2022, the city efforts culminated in a federal lawsuit. And it was filed by the city alleging other things, public nuisance claims, violations of the Clean Air, Clean Water Act against its owners and operators at Middle Point. And that's BFI Waste Systems of Tennessee and its parent company, Republic Services. So since 2022, the city has been sampling discharges of leachate from the landfill to the East Fork of the Stones River. And many of y'all, until you really get into all the details on it, understand where all of that comes together. So the sample points include, and I wrote all this down, Matthews Lake Spring, a spring in the river upstream of the city, so upstream of the city's primary drinking water intake, in a stormwater outfall fall to the river that is not supposed to contain leachate, which is upstream of the city's secondary drinking water intake, and also it's upstream of the CUD drinking water intake. So each time that they've been sampled, the discharges have contained high levels of toxic per and polyfluoride alkyl substances. So it's called PFAS. And these are called forever chemicals, which are present in the leachate from the landfill. I'm not going to go into the entire lawsuit because, although I keep hearing from people that Republic's talking to, that the lawsuit's really close to settling. So I guess that's a good thing. These are forever chemicals, which are present in leachate from the landfill. So there are two PFAS markers called PFOA and PFOS, and they're considered human carcinogens. And there's a safe drinking limit of 4 parts per trillion. So you have to get into the science in all this, but it's 4 parts per trillion. Well, levels of PFOA and PFOS from the Matthews Lake Spring range from 120 parts per trillion to 360 parts per trillion. That's 90 times the safe drinking water level. levels of the PFOS from outfall, the outfall 2 range from 200 to 550 parts per trillion. That's nearly 140 times the safe drinking water level. So that's something that we've been very concerned about. So these environmental issues also include the release of noxious odor gases from the landfill into the surrounding community.
Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland there talking about all Middle Point Landfill, Republic Services, things that are going on with that situation. We'll have continuing coverage here on WGNS. Thanks so much for joining us here for Rutherford Issues today. We'll see you back here next time.